My graduation project was about museums. It was specifically about the experience of the Beaver. I wanted to explore the environment of an artwork and how it affects the viewer's perception and what would happen if the viewer had control over that environment. So VR had recently become commercially available, and also I was thinking of pursuing a career in game design at that time. So I thought, well, okay, I'm going to work with this. I decided to make a game that was essentially a virtual gallery where the viewer can control the surroundings and lightings of works of art. I called it virtual gallery. Not very creative. Anyways, I managed to make a functional demo, which was actually pretty impressive considering that I have no experience in Unreal Engine and I did everything through trial and error. I didn't have time to scan or model works of art myself. The whole thing was kind of bare bones. It was basically a proof of concept. So I used 3D scans that were publicly available. One of these scans were of the Nefertiti bust, which was located in Berlin. And at the time, I didn't know that there was a whole controversy about the 3D scans of this specific artwork, which is also controversial itself. So, the Nefertiti bust is located in Neues Museum in Berlin, and Egyptian authorities had demanded its return to Egypt since 1924. And for this reason, the bust became the centerpiece of a protest by two artists, Nora Albadri and Jan-Nikolai Nels. They believed that artifacts such as Nefertiti should be repatriated to their countries of origin. And so, as a protest of the museum, they snuck in with a Kinect, scanned the bust, and released the results to the public, which was the scan that ended up in my project. Well, at least that was the claim. After the scan was made public, a number of people pointed out that it was too high quality to be made with a Kinect. Cosmo Wenman, who was at the time trying to get the Neues Museum to release their scan to the public, pointed out that artist's scan was almost exactly the same as a scan of a replica by a German company called Trigonart. The message of the protest was powerful, but the protest itself was, well, false. And it's unclear whether Albadri and Nels lied or whether they were deceived by the anonymous person they were working with who provided them with the materials and processed the scan. But the whole thing still sparked the conversation. So, because the fact was, the museum was obligated under German freedom of information laws to make their own scan public, but they were refusing to do so. And their defense was that releasing the scans would cause them to lose income from the Nefertiti replicas they're selling in their gift shop, which, by the way, is apparently a very common defense in these kind of situations. It has its own name, it's called the gift shop defense. But here's the thing. They annually make 5,000 euros from selling these replicas. The museum's annual budget is 390 million euros. So their claim is kind of bullshit, so it fell apart. Neues Museum, so after that, they finally decided to send the 3D scans of the bust to Wenman in a USB drive, and he uploaded them to Thingiverse, which is a website where 3D models are shared. And the underside of the scan is stamped with a Creative Commons license. On the website of this broadcast, there is a link to the 3D model, as well as other sources that I used while I was putting all this whole thing together. And so if you have an access to a 3D printer, you can make your own Nefertiti bust if you don't mind depriving the Neues Museum of $29.99 of your hard-earned bucks. Thank you for listening.